and welcome to the most exhausting episode of Boiled Down Brevard, where we boil down the news from across Brevard County and discuss it and make fun of it, comment on it, yada, yada, yada. Me and Rob, let me just preface this episode with me and Rob are really, really tired.
Sorry.
We're really tired. Anyway, I'm Jessica Saggio in the studio with Rob Landers.
Hey, we're so tired. So tired.
We need a nap. Both of us have. I got up at 5 a.m. When did you get up?
5.
Yeah. For totally different reasons.
Totally different reasons. So I got up this morning because I was speaking to a group of Pakistani journalists that are being mentored today, or were being mentored today, by our executive editor, Bob Gabordi, in Pakistan. He is there. I did not have to go. I just kind of, you know, called in, and but I had to be here at, you know, the crack of dawn with no coffee because I was running late, even getting up at 5. And I'm really kind of tired. But after that was done, I did have another meeting directly after that, and on my way back in, I got to go to Wawa.
Speaking of which, that's where I was. I got to Wawa this morning for the opening. About 6:15 a.m. is when I rolled in there. And yes, of course, there was already people there waiting.
You know this is your fault, right? Because you did dub yourself the self-proclaimed Wawa reporter.
I know. I questioned so many life decisions this morning on the way to Wawa. And you know that song, Work, by Rihanna?
No.
Where she goes, work, 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 work. And the rest of the song makes no sense. You can't tell what she's saying.
Made perfect sense to you this morning, didn't it?
Perfect sense at 5 a.m. You're like, oh, yeah, that's all right.
Because you were delirious and sleep deprived.
Yeah. So anyways, I got there at 6:15 a.m. and I start talking to the first guy in line. His name's Brian Smith. He's from Palm Bay, but he's originally from Philadelphia, which, if you don't know, Wawa is a Philadelphia-based company. He got there at 4:45 a.m., and he was just chilling, just sipping on his coffee that he brought. Didn't get it from Wawa. He brought his coffee. He was just hanging out. Huge fan. You know, kind of. I thought he gave the best description of Wawa than anyone has so far. And he said, it's like a 7-Eleven with a Publix deli inside on steroids. I agree with that.
Yeah, I would say so too.
So anyway, the Wawa is officially open on the corner of Wickham Road and Pioneer Causeway. And so you can go stop by for the next 10 days. You get free coffee. There's been free t-shirts. They're handing out there. This is the 87th Wawa in Florida. Oh, wow. And they've been here 4 years now. So 87 stores, 4 years. More than 4,000, about 4,000 employees across the state. We're getting at least 3 more here in Brevard County. The next one's going to be opening next week in West Melbourne at the intersection of US 192 and Minton Road. Then there's 2 more in Palm Bay. And then there's also talks about there being stores in Cocoa and Titusville. Then 23 more stores will be added between Vero Beach, Port St. Lucie, Palm Beach County, and Broward County. Lots of Wawa. And you know what? They didn't really disappoint today. I had one of those sizzly things because I was starving when they actually opened the doors. You know, the little breakfast sandwich with the croissant? Whoa. You know, it was much better than I thought. Because, you know, it was in one of those, like, hot cases. Usually I judge those hot cases. I'm like, no.
Okay, so here's what I can tell you from going to Wawa in Orlando. The hot cases sometimes are a little hit or miss.
Really?
They have, my daughter loves their stuffed pretzels.
Oh, I heard about those.
They have pretzels that are stuffed with, like, cream cheese. Yeah, she loves those. Sometimes they sit in those hot cases a little bit too long and they get a little tough. But all in all, I really appreciate Wawa. Like when I went this morning, I pulled in and there were people that were triple parked along the curb because there were no parking spaces. People were pulling up to the gas pumps just to park so they could go in. They weren't buying gas. They just needed a place to park. And so I drove around and drove into the shopping center where the Grecian Garden is. Mm-hmm. probably the most traffic that that shopping center has seen in a long time, because yes, that's where all of the overflow was going. And just walked over, and what was nice is I just walked in. I knew what I wanted. I walked up. I got my tea. I got an extra bottle from my buddy Luann here in the newsroom, and then left and came back. I didn't, you know, I could have gotten food. It didn't seem like it was that terrible of a wait for food, even though there were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like the wait was taking, you know, an excessively long amount of time.
Well, that's what's cool about Wawa is the place was packed today, but it was still moving really fast.
Yeah,
I mean, and the way that they are organized, the whole, like, you do it, you do your order on the computer, and then you go pay for it, and then they call your name, you're in and out of there really quick. So if you're holding back on visiting the Wawa, yes, it is crowded. There is no doubt it will probably be crowded for a while, but you can get in and out of there pretty fast, so it's not the end of the world. But, you know, I parked in that same place because I ended up coming back to Florida today, then going back, and I had a pretty bad experience today.
Well, that's why you walk on the sidewalks.
Listen. All right. So my Wawa reporting today ended with a tetanus shot because I parked in that parking lot Rob was talking about, and I cut through a little scrap of grass, right? It was Wawa's grass. And I stepped on something, and it went through my foot. Sorry.
Through the shoe, into the foot.
Yeah. Well, I was wearing sandals, so it didn't go through the shoe. It just went into the foot.
Oh.
On my arch.
On, like, this, okay.
On my arch. Yeah.
Sorry,
I don't mean to give you all a visual, because it was really ugly, and I was like, I was a big baby
about
it.
I've got the heebs right now, just...
Yeah, I was a big baby about it. I was, like, went in my car and, like, bawled, and I called our editor, Mara, and I was like, Mara, I need a first aid kit, because it was, like... You know, it was messy. And so I had to go get a tetanus shot, and I had to go to the doctor right away.
So,
but I survived. I'm here, so.
So, and before anybody asks, no, Wawa is not paying for the coverage that we're providing for Wawa.
No.
What is paying for the coverage is the number of clicks and traffic that we have seen on this story. So before anybody gives us any lip about way over covering Wawa, every time Jessica and I have talked about this and we're like, oh my God, we're giving them so much coverage. Yeah, that's because people have been eating it up. Literally last night, starting at 10 o'clock, Florida Today's Twitter account posted a countdown to the opening. Once an hour, T minus 10, 9. And out of our 37,000 followers, I think two people made mention of the fact that there was a lot of Wawa posts. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's not our fault that everybody likes Wawa. It is new and different and interesting.
Everyone who knows about Wawa likes Wawa.
Yeah. Everyone else is like, what's the big deal?
What's the
so
big
just
deal?
Go check it out if you're curious. Just check it out.
Yeah, go check it out.
You don't even have to buy anything because I don't even want to promote that kind of thing. Like, just check it out. See
although
what it's about.
Although their tea, the Wawa brand tea, is really good. I'm just saying.
Dude, this guy I interviewed, this Brian Smith guy, he was there, had his friends ship him down gallons of that iced tea from Philadelphia.
It's good stuff.
There's something about it. I've never had it, but anyway. So moving on to other things that can cut your feet.
So Jessica's not going to want to participate in this, but okay, so all of you people have said you want to help the Indian River Lagoon. Well, now is your chance. It's time to channel your inner SpongeBob SquarePants, go into the water to help build oyster reefs.
I'm ready.
Brevard County, you can't go in the water, you have an open wound.
You're right, I can't.
Brevard County and Brevard Zoo officials are in need of volunteers to help build the reefs. Now, why oyster reefs, you ask? You ask?
Why oyster reefs, I ask?
Well, Jessica, that's because oysters help clear up algae and can filter and clean 25 to 50 gallons of water a day. That's adult oysters, not the babies. We'll call them the lagoon slimy heroes, if you will. Yeah. Now, if you want to shell out, see what I did there? Some volunteer time.
Fun.
Here are the deets. You have to be at least 14 years old to volunteer. Yep. Check. The next build is scheduled for Friday and Saturday. That's tomorrow and this Saturday. That would be May 20th and 21st.
We good.
And it will be in the Newfound Harbor area on Merritt Island. Now, I can't give you the exact location because I haven't registered. They will give you the exact location once you have registered. And speaking of that registration, you can go online and register to volunteer at brevardoystergardens.org/volunteer. Make sure you do what Jessica did not do today, and that is wear closed-toed shoes. And know that reef building is labor-intensive. Okay, so let me break that down for you. So If you say you want to help the lagoon, but know that after 20 minutes in the sun and working, you're just going to start whining, perhaps this isn't the project for you. If you can't make it to this weekend's build, there is another one scheduled for June 16th through the 18th in Melbourne. Volunteer shifts will run from 8 a.m. to noon and noon to 4 p.m. each day.
Very nice. And, you know, if you don't want to build...
It's so hot!
I know. If you don't want to do that, there's all kinds of, like, people for beautiful cleanups and stuff. You can do that instead.
There's a dead fish by me. The water smells. I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah, don't sign up. Don't sign up. I mean, look, seriously, we've been talking about the lagoon for what? You know, 1,000 years
forever.
Now?
Yeah.
You know what the issues are with the lagoon when you're going in. And unless you are, like, living in an ice box somewhere completely sealed up in your house and never go out in the sun, you know what it's like from 8 a.m. to noon or noon to 4 p.m. every day in Florida.
It's hot.
And more than likely, you're going to be looking at some rain. Because we're now going into that season.
Yeah, the afternoon shift. Well, that might feel good.
If it's not your thing, don't sign up. Because the worst thing is that, you know, they get people to register, and then after you register, you're like, this isn't really my thing.
And then you're really a jerk.
Yeah, because you've bailed. you've made a commitment, and then you've bailed. So
help out, but, you know, do it in your own little way.
Well, you know yourself.
Right. So what we do need someone to volunteer for is we need somebody with some cha-ching to step up and, you know, buy the Merritt Square Mall. That'd be great.
Yeah, like $46 million.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard already, the Merritt Square Mall, which holds a little dear place in my heart as I grew up in that mall, is in foreclosure because the owners were just like, we're tired of paying. They overpaid for the place in 2005. They paid $64.4 million for it, and now they're defaulting on that loan, and the place is going to go to auction next week, May 25th. If you want to buy a Merritt Square Mall, it's going to be for sale. So what business reporter Wayne Price thinks is going to happen is that not very many people are going to bid on it, and they're going to renegotiate the loan terms with the bank. So this does not mean that Merritt Square is going to be closing down. First of all, the big retailers in there, like Dillard's and Macy's, all of them, own their own buildings in the mall. So those guys aren't going anywhere. They own that space. So this could be a good thing. It could be an iffy thing. We don't really know yet. A lot's up in the air. The company that owns the Merritt Square Mall is a Columbus, Ohio Sorry, that's where I'm from. Company, which I'm not really proud of at the moment, called W.P. Glimcher Incorporated. Of course, the Merritt Square Mall has a theater, all kinds of stores, Bath & Body Works, Victoria's Secret. It's actually been getting a little bit better over the years. So
my first job in Brevard County was in the Merritt Square Mall.
Really? What was it?
I worked as an attendant at the arcade that used to be right next to the movie theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Piccadilly?
Yeah.
That's the one that I'm just like, I loved Piccadilly. Yeah. And there's like a guy who played the grand piano in Piccadilly. It was like my favorite thing. And then Piccadilly closed and turned into a golf place. And I've been sad ever since. But anyway, somebody go by the Merritt Square Mall, please and thank you.
So the race for the Brevard County Commission is on like a high-stakes game of Monopoly. And there are three people leading the pack in the race car piece. Because it's a pricey race. There are three candidates who have raised some serious coin for their campaigns. The amount of money raised between these three candidates, a whopping $96,034. In the seat currently held by Andy Anderson, that's District 5, the candidate leading the pack there is Christine Iznardi. She's got $35,000-ish dollars already in her campaign coffers. In the seat currently held by Robin Fisher, that's District 1, like Titusville area, candidate Rita Pritchett has raised $45,000-ish dollars. And in the seat currently held by Trudy Infantini, that's District 3, candidate John Tobia has raised $15,000-ish.
That's a lot of money between those people.
They are the front runners when it comes to money. Now, Andy Anderson, Trudy Infantini, and Robin Fisher are all out after this election. They can't run again because of term limits. And everyone in Brevard County is like, so does this mean no more Trudy Infantini Robin Fisher fights? Wow. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. And the rest of everyone in Brevard is like, what's a county commission?
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's true.
It's true. It's true.
People don't even know.
County commission. Is that like my city council? Yeah, except for the entire freaking county.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a big deal. But, you know, I heard there's some personalities running for this commission. So, you know, we might have a little bit of sparring, too. Again, that's what Dave Berman says, that we might actually be in for even more entertainment if certain people are elected. So another thing that's kind of floating around that's an issue is slow internet. Now, I've always said that you can gauge a person's true character if you were to set them in front of like a really slow computer, like that's miserably slow, and see how they react to it. Well, that's pretty much what all the teachers are experiencing across Brevard Public Schools. Their internet is slow, and I've seen it. And you know, they got to use a lot of different internet-based programs, the Edline and all that jazz where they put grades in. So they're all kind of whining about this, saying, hey, like, we can't really do our jobs very well because our internet is like so stinking slow. And the district, you remember that sales tax that they're collecting now?
Yes.
Well, part of that is going to infrastructure. So a lot of this is going to be updated. So the district says, hold on, we're working on it. But teachers are really upset about it, and I kind of don't blame them. Can you imagine working with slow internet constantly every day? It sounds like a pain, right? Right. I just answered for Rob. He's tired.
I am tired. But working with, we've had some pretty serious problems with our internet here in the past month or so. So
true.
Trying to get like our shows to WEFS has been a pain. Almost impossible on one occasion.
I hear you there.
So.
And there.
And then trying to upload them to Dropbox was no better. So, because it was our internet. So, okay. So we all know that SpaceX has been killing it, but it looks as though the rocket stage that they successfully landed on the barge last week has some irreconcilable differences, if you will. Turns out the stage came down so fast that it suffered Max Damage. That's a great name for a kid. What's your name, Max? What's your last name? Damage. Yeah. Yeah, like in one of those movies where you have the kid, like problem child.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his Max Damage. Yeah, so space reporter James Dean wrote that CEO Elon Musk indicated that the rocket stage may not be in shape to launch again, but will help the company assess the flight worthiness of boosters recovered in the future. So basically they're going to use this as the scale of, okay, this is real bad. If it looks like this, don't use it. Now, despite the fact that it was Max Damaged in the process of coming back, it's still pretty freaking cool that SpaceX can actually do this.
I know. I don't even care that it. I don't even care that it's busted. I just thought it was cool.
Like when I see this thing land, I expect like a door to open and a ladder to come out and like Marvin the Martian to start running down. Like, I need my Acme disintegrator gun.
It's just cool. SpaceX is so freaking cool. I don't even care. Like, they'll get it. You know they'll get it.
They'll get it.
They'll get it.
So. We are so tired that
We're
it's
so
just
tired.
Like,
But I still love SpaceX when I'm tired. I love you, SpaceX.
Love you, man. All right, that's it.
Yeah, we're done.
Jessica and I are all going to, we're just going to go and find some place to take a nap.
Yeah, under my desk, maybe.
There's some comfy chairs over there. I turned the lights off in the studio. But yeah, we're going to go find a place to nap. And that's it for us for this week. Remember, you can follow Jessica on Twitter and Instagram at Jessica J. Saggio. That's at JessicaJSaggio. Or you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @byroblanders. That's at @byroblanders. And oh, for heaven's sake, if you're on Snapchat, please follow Jessica at jujuj. That's JUHJUHJUH.
It's ja ja ja. It's my name phonetically. Ja ja ja. I know, I'm tired.
So anyway.
Do it anyway. Just follow me on Snapchat.
Just do it.
The whole opening of Wawa is on Snapchat
today. Oh, God. If you haven't already, please click subscribe in the iTunes or Google Play stores. or follow on the Stitcher Radio and Podomatic apps so that you never miss an episode. We are done. It is time for some sleep. Until next week, my friends, bye.
Okay, bye.